You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
The enemy fleet is fully revealed. After the ground team's assault against the cloaking station was completed, the Pact World's fleet now prepares for the revelation of the Rogue General's fleet.
A mop hits against the floor and starts moving about, wiping clean the floors. And the camera then begins to pan up from the mop, and we see sitting around some crates our elite team who invaded the space station, getting all patched up, resting before they're being sent off again, awaiting the ground team to eliminate the cloaking device.
Good work on that station there, Flunko Pip.
Thank you. I figure I should probably have started with my computer experts. Remember when I was working with that gun and it kept shooting me? That was fun. Next time I think I'll actually start with the computer hacking and stuff.
Might be useful, but you came through in the end. Hopefully the ground forces are able to have a bit more breathing room.
I would assume they do. Now, I'm actually curious because I didn't see any explosions or hear anything after we left. Did the satellite blow up? Or the shell or whatever come apart? Anybody see that?
Tricarion looks out the window.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, at that point, I was literally on death's door, so I wasn't really paying attention. Do you think, Dracarian, I know you've got an in with the rest of the higher-ups. Do you think you could tell them not to touch that console at all?
Oh, you mean, like, report the bomb that you put on there?
Yeah. Oh. They might die.
Yeah, hang on. And he pulls out his data pad and starts typing away, just like hunched over this little data pad with this massive gauntlet.
However, before I escaped, I will tell you, I found a souffle recipe. It wasn't actually in the computer. It was on a little post-it note stuck to the bottom of the keyboard.
Did you take it?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, I would assume you already know. It's a Skittermander souffle.
Oh, that's why it was on the desk ship.
Did you try putting in the first digit on every line and see if that was like a password or something?
You know, that's actually how I hacked the computer.
That brings me immeasurable joy.
You found me out. I don't actually know anything, but don't tell the others that.
Hacker's greatest friend are the post-it notes.
Ugh, you know it.
Feel any better though, Pip?
Well, I think so. I've gone all the way back up to full health.
Yeah,
statistically speaking, if you're going to put a number on your well-being.
And as you say that, you start hearing explosions outside. As you can see through the window here, the hangar bay doors, one of your other large ships just starts splitting in half.
Well, that, in fact, is not good for my well-being.
And the alarms start blaring, and as it kind of is sinking into the gravity towards the planet, it then reveals another, much bigger than the last one, Vescarium Armada, that is being decloaked. And everyone around you starts running to their fighters. And now you can assume the ground team has eliminated the cloaking field.
I think that's called cheating.
You know what they say, all's fair in love and war. And this, well, I think this is war.
That's
I don't know,
fair.
I love it.
Either way, I call these the rules of engagement.
Now that would be love. Where are we supposed to be going?
You're supposed to be going to the General's frigate. Lade Talon starts walking up.
Is he going to pick us up?
No, you'll take your transport from before, and you'll enter in here, and she sends you a data transfer.
Ah, that makes much more sense.
It gives you, like, an image of the ship, and it kind of, the 3D model turns and twists, and then you see a area near the engines, a little port that you could not latch onto, but you could spacewalk to.
See, this is what I was looking for on that satellite. I wanted a map, 3D thing, something like, look at.
There was one of those for the satellite I gave you then.
Yeah, you totally gave us that. Radio, let's go.
Everybody on board.
I figure I probably shouldn't be so chipper. People are probably dying.
Yes. Get out there.
Right away, ma'am.
Like before, I imagine Squishy will take to the pilot seat. Tricarion heads up to the co-pilot seat and then just kind of like looks at the others like,
It's already set to your settings, friend.
The chair is already like bent.
He sits down. There's just a loud creaking noise.
Looks like it's gonna just give completely. There's just scrapes on the walls of the interior walls.
Every time he turns his head or his shoulders, there's sparks that scrape off. You know, ceramic on metal. That's how it works, totally.
Haven't you thrown a ceramic vase at a wall?
I try not to be like the heroes of Hyrule.
So you guys take off, flying towards this frigate. Who is piloting?
Squishy is.
Squishy, how do you want to approach this?
Going towards it. Do we have like this kind of an ongoing dogfight of other fighters kind of around?
Yeah, there is a whole... It's like a field of them where there's so many on both sides just flying everywhere. There's large frigates, there's smaller frigates. Oh, this is like... Hail of fire everywhere.
I think I'm going to try to pilot driving at it, try to evade for any that are coming in. I'm not sure if there's anything else I can do to avoid locks on us at the moment, but I'm just trying to focus on us not hitting anything and avoiding any missile fire.
Can Flunko do anything to increase the power to the shields, if there are any?
I'll allow it. Roll computers. Nolan, roll piloting.
Yes.
Jordy, what do you want to be doing?
I'm going to keep my focus on the gunner turret and watch for any intercepting maneuvers.
You could roll piloting or some sort of shooting. Dizzy, is there anything you want to do, or are you just going to meditate? Or just vibrate?
Dizzy will continue to vibrate, although she's very, very concerned about the state of the shields right now.
Flunko, Pip?
I'm not sure what you want to do about this, but that was a natural 20.
Ooh, lovely.
What, do we just not get hit by anything? Or if we do, we just...
Well, we'll see if we not get hit by anything. I got a total of 27.
27, okay.
Does it help if I give you my computer skill? So 33.
As you're flying through this field, what was your roll?
I got either a 17 or an 18, depending on if you want to use piloting or ranged attack.
Okay, I'm piloting.
So 17.
17, okay. You're firing away. You take out a couple of fighters. Squishy, you are maneuvering between fighters and swinging down low around one of the smaller cruisers. You can just hear on the radio just lots of call signs being called out, people getting shot down all over. Would you roll a reflex save, Squishy?
28 total.
One of your allied fighters got shot and was about to come careening into you, but you dodged right out of the way.
All right.
And every stray bullet that would hit you, the shields are going overtime and just like completely absorbing.
Good work there, Pip.
I'm currently looking at another feat I have. It gives me a +2 if I try to do the same thing that you just did. So if you end up failing.
Dizzy, can you run interference? If you can get in their comms to start telling them confusing information. Give them a chat.
Put all six of those arms to work.
I will still... So I guess again, make my bots chat.
You can roll computers if you want to do that.
No one wants me to roll computers.
I was thinking so, yeah.
And he'd mentioned the comms, but like, I...
You'd have to hack into the enemy comm.
I wasn't sure if Tricarion could know the information, so he can just dial, like, get a comm line open.
They would have changed enough information that you would still need to require a roll. All
right.
However, you do feel like you're pretty open to get to the boarding location.
All right. So we will make our approach to that. There's no place to latch onto, correct?
Right. So. With the way the engines are and the, you know, the engines blaring out with all their fuel, if the engines were off, there's a place you could rest. Mm-hmm. But because of the engines being on, like, full fly fire right now, you can get in the magnetic field with the shields to stay adjacent with the ship as it moves, but you wouldn't be able to, like, latch on in this area. But okay. You do see, like, an engineering port that you can get to.
Is this the one that was indicated on the map?
Yes.
Could we retroactively attach suction cups to the side of the ship so that if we bump up against it, we'll be stuck to it?
That's essentially what you're doing, but with magnets right now. But you're not going to be flush with the ship. There's not a flush area with the size of your transport.
I don't know how well suction cups work in a vacuum.
I think they work pretty well. I've never tested it.
If anyone out there has ever used a suction cup in the space, please let us know.
Hang on, I'm going to go over to my vacuum chamber next door.
Right. We're going to get in position to make our spacewalk. Is it a long spacewalk, or are we still pretty close? Either way, we're going to be vacuuming space.
You could get about 30 feet away from it, more or less.
Okay.
It shouldn't be too dangerous. You could shoot out ropes and whatnot to try and make it easier. But you guys do have the protections in your armor to survive out in space.
Just imagine if we all jumped, but one of us rolled a really bad roll and went the opposite direction.
Into the ship?
No, just floating out into space.
But if you're jumping to the enemy's ship from your ship, wouldn't the opposite direction be your ship?
Yes.
You just fall backwards instead of jumping out.
Sam, what is up in space? Space. There is no up.
So we will get the ship in position.
Flight suit's ready. We're going to have to go into zero atmo. Kexa, is your armor airtight? Yes.
Did they design these for tails? Because this is not the most comfortable thing.
You should have got a better fitting suit of armor. Tricarion is wearing armor with his tail.
Oh, I forgot you had a tail too. Well, some of us can't splurge on the good things in life.
I would imagine, hopefully, that we have on board our transport ship some sort of, like, rope, or at least, you know, fiber cord, whatever.
Yeah, there's something you could shoot out to magnetically attach, like, a line.
Okay.
You open up the back door, and all of your guys' suits just instantaneously, like, close up on their own. And you guys can see a open port that looks like it's typically used for perhaps engineering repairs, getting in and out near the engines. How do you guys want to go about this? Who's wanting to fire the line?
Well, imagine these grappling line gun things work like a regular firearm, so I think I would defer to Squishy's aptitude with those devices.
Right, I'll see if I can make my shot.
I will fire it to hopefully get in where it's well attached. Okay. Something that will sit and hold it.
Roll for it.
I rolled a 2. I don't know what this weapon is doing, regards for like how much it offers. Let's see.
What's your
my dex bonus? Is 4 proficiency. So I have a plus 11.
With a 2? So 13?
Yes.
That's a success.
Okay.
Wait, you only have a plus 11?
I have 4 dex mod, and then 7 proficiency for an expert grade thing. I suppose if this thing is
simple
enough.
Should be 9 for an expert.
Oh, is it?
Because it should be 4 plus your level.
Oh, I was looking at my melee strikes, that's why.
No, look at your sniper.
My melee strikes are only trained. Yep, 9. So I had to have 13.
Oh, 13 plus 2, so 15. That is also a success.
Thank you for catching me. I was looking at melee weapons, which I'm not good at melee weapons, necessarily.
I was like, wait, I suck with shooting my machine gun, and I have a plus 11.
Yeah.
So the line attaches just fine.
All right.
Nice shot.
So you've successfully attached this line. In what order are you wanting to send people out? Just all at once, or?
I think with my cat-like reflexes, I could go first.
if you want. I'm a bit worried if there's gunmen on the other side. Kexar, you're a big wall. Can you take a hit?
Can I take a hit? Yes.
In all honesty, I don't think he could take a hit. He won't get hit.
So, Kexar, I think he's going to take just a short line of cable, like maybe 10 feet total, and he's just going to clip one end onto the cable between the ship and them, and the other end onto his belt, just in case he loses his grip or gets shot away from it or something, and then he's going to just, you know, take a jump and try and use that cable to guide himself to the ship.
That's a good idea. I feel like we should all do that.
Anyone else going with him? Right now.
I think Dizzy will follow. What she's going to do, she's got a little line attached to her suit that she'll attach to the main rope. But then she's going to grab... she's going to take one of her Solarian weapons and use it to zip line down it behind him.
What are your guys' perceptions?
10.
8.
9.
10.
Flanko looks behind him at Squishy and says, "You got all six?
Let's go all six."
And then Flunko walks up to the edge and like looks at the gap, and he just like starts doing some calculations in his head and like kind of does a couple of lurches, and then he attaches himself to the thing and slides over.
Flunko Pip, as you're getting about halfway there, you see like you're kind of in an open space platform. And it leads into like a ramp that goes up that then is covered by walls and goes into the ship. Coming around the corner of that wall is not one, but two large robotic figures. And they have little scanning red beams that lock onto y'all. And we'll roll for initiative. Okay. Tricarian Kexar, what is your initiative?
22.
Squishy, what is your initiative?
26.
Flunko Plip, what is your initiative?
There's no L in it, Sam.
It's Flunko Pip?
Yes, sir. 16.
Dizzy, what's yours?
22.
To recap the scene here, these two robots have marched out with their weapons drawn. Tricarian and Dizzy are both have feet on the ground, quote unquote. Flunko Pip is now halfway through moving, and Squishy has yet to attach himself. So one of these security robots goes first. He takes aim at Tricarian with his laser rifle and begins by opening fire. Does a 24 hit you?
Meets it, beats it.
Ooh. It's going to be 7 points of fire damage.
Ah, fire damage, my weakness.
Before we get too far into this, I'd like to address how zero gravity works in this game. Zero gravity means you float aimlessly without a method of propulsion or holding onto an object. If you fly via methods that require an atmosphere, such as wings, you cannot use your fly speed in zero gravity. If you have another method of propulsion, such as jetpacks, starship thrusters, and spells like fly or void vessel, you are unaffected and can fly as normal. If you have the cosmic trait, you're also unaffected. Unless a creature has a means of moving in zero gravity, you gain the untethered condition, which I believe everyone will technically have right now. So untethered means you're floating without support. I guess you are tethered. Because it's saying you just move 5 feet in the last direction you moved. Yeah, I think you do get it because you have the push-off ability. So we're going to still use this untethered, though you guys are like kind of a controlled untethered. Basically means you can't use any move actions, and at the end of your turn, you'll keep moving 5 feet where you last went. You lose this condition once you gain a way to move normal. Well, in this mode, you get one action ability called push-off. If as long as you have one free hand or leg and you're untethered, you can push off to float up to half your speed in a chosen direction. And you can push off as a free action immediately after you make a successful melee strike or shove. So you could hit someone and then just shove off and go for free and move half your movement speed away from them. Everyone who's in zero G also has the clumsy condition and is off guard. And you can lift and carry 10 times your normal weight and throw things 10 times their normal distance. So all of you are clumsy. I'm going to assume just clumsy 1 in this case. They didn't specify a number, meaning all of your dexterity is at minus 1, including your AC, and you're off guard. So your ACs are at minus 3 right now. Dracarian, after this thing shoots you, a little fire suppressor unit on its shoulder takes aim at you and begins to fire a huge line of like fire suppressive foam at you that will act as if it were hydraulic push. Can you make a reflex? No, this is an AC.
Luckily for me, I'm not clumsy, nor am I off guard, because I've got a maneuvering equipment, what's it called? A maneuvering unit built into my armor that nullifies both of those conditions while in zero gravity.
Oh, that's great. Does that mean you can still just move?
That's where my mag boots come in.
Oh, snap!
I haven't activated them, though, yet, since I'm not standing on the ground yet.
What's your AC currently?
24.
Oh, you rolled a 21 and did not hit you. The foam kind of goes around you, leaving you unharmed. That is the end of this one's turn. Squishy, it is now your turn as you watch this foam just aimlessly wander out into open space.
Okay. I'm not sure how exactly Barathu fly, being weird jellyfish gas sacks. They are not cosmic.
I believe...
They're just Barathu.
Because you don't have cosmic.
Right,
don't exactly. Believe it works.
I don't think so.
Almost see it could work because you are like gas, but gas, I don't know if gas technically would float in the same way.
Well, if I'm in my suit, space. It can't go out.
Right.
Unless, yeah. So I'm all right with really it, but I was like, I'm not question. Sure how exactly Barathu fly, but I know I looked it up. They don't have the cosmic tag, so it still wouldn't matter. So, yep, good with me.
Yeah, looking at the alien archive where they came in Starfinder 1E, it doesn't really say how they fly. It references them as being blimp-like creatures.
Yeah.
And it's just uses the 1E nomenclature of they have an extraordinary fly speed with average maneuverability. Mm. Yeah.
So I'm going to make the call that because of the way it works, I imagine it would require an atmosphere.
Yep.
Without the atmosphere, I don't think you can fly.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm just kind
but
of I'm
when you have
air buoyant. It's fine.
When you have to calculate half your movement speed, I'll allow you to calculate half of your fly speed and not your walking speed.
How far away are they from us out in the ship? Or me out in the ship, I guess.
They are 50 feet away from you.
Excellent. I will try to... Is there any sort of like wall I can kind of like take cover behind and try to hide from them while I'm still out on the ship?
There's enough that you could get lesser cover. So there's a little bit you can kind of hide part of yourself, but not.
So,
all of you.
Okay, because I want to actually like hide to try and like they don't observe me anymore as part of it.
I will allow you to try that, yeah, because you are a small technically, aren't you?
That's true. Yeah, I am small.
Right. So yes, yeah, because you have the small size, yes.
All right. 28 total. I rolled 15 plus 13, and then I will, if they're unaware of me. I would like to use exploit to get to aim at one for free. I'll aim at the one that did not shoot fire foam yet.
They're unaware of you. Would that qualify as hidden, qualify as unaware?
I'm not sure. They're not friendly towards me, so that definitely doesn't count for this. Exploit underneath
I
operative.
Think that's going to have to be, with the wording, I think that's going to have to be GM decision of whether or not you would consider they're unaware.
Right, because it could be a thing, they know I'm out in the battlefield. It could be a thing, like they're still aware I exist, but... I can see it could be ruled either way.
Yeah, because it's not using the keyword. Like if they'd used the keyword creatures that you're hidden or undetected by, mm-hmm. But it just says unaware of.
It says you can aim at targets that are unaware of you as a free action.
Technically, I think they are aware of you. I'm going to allow it because it's the first turn of combat and you haven't been a part of it and you're far away.
Okay.
And you're hidden. So I will allow it for now, but once you take like a shot or make your presence known, you are no longer unaware of. They are no longer unaware of you.
That's fair. So using exploit, I get to aim at one of them for free. I'll aim at the one that has not fired foam yet. And then I will attempt a ranged strike with my Aeon rifle. I rolled a 17 total for the Aeon rifle being 31.
31?
31 to hit.
That, my friend, is a critical hit.
Excellent. A lot like last time. Still falling under exploit. The target I hit will be stunned for one round. Then it's 2d8 fire plus 2d4 aim damage. 2d4 precision.
Ooh.
16, double that to 32 damage. Half of that fire, half of that precision. I'm not sure. These things have fire, like fire suppressing units. They might be fire resistant themselves. That's just a guess on my part.
There's 32 total?
32 total damage, but it is 16 of fire and 16 of precision.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Sorry. Math off on that. 8 of precision, 24 of fire.
Okay, that one is bloodied.
Can I do a recall knowledge on one of these units?
Yeah, I believe it would be computers. I would also, I think, accept society.
Computers is better for me. Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I identify this unit as like a normal firefighting bot or something.
Okay.
Total 18.
That is a success. It is a called a protection class security robot. They are level 4 creatures. They have the construct, robot, and tech trait. So if you have anything that affects tech things, these are tech things.
Okay.
What question do you have about them?
Do they have any resistances?
They do not have any resistances. Okay. I will remind you of construct immunities.
Okay.
Death effects, bleed, disease, doomed, drained, fatigued, healing, mental, non-lethal, paralyzed, poisoned, sickened, and unconscious.
All right. And those are three actions to hide, free aim, and then fire and recall knowledge. So he will still be back on the ship.
All right. Dizzy. Squishy can see next to you some, like, residue on the engines starts to move. As you see some sort of ooze-like creature come off of the ship, and you begin to feel this, like, magnetic pull on your armor as it leaps to you and attaches itself onto your back. If you have anything that has the tech trait, you'll take a minus one penalty to use it. And then it is going to whack you.
It's whacking me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, that is an 18 against your AC minus 3.
Which is currently 19.
Ooh. So it's latched onto you. It's holding on. It's sort of wildly just like moving about. And it kind of starts moving up to your helmet area. And then just tries to smash down on the helmet.
That's rude.
With a 20 to hit.
That would hit.
6 bludgeoning damage.
Owie. Okay, it needs to make a fortitude save.
Oh, that's rude. Oh, that's not good.
Against 21.
11, a critical failure.
So, because it has failed and I am Graviton attuned, it is pushed 5 feet away from me.
What is your class DC?
21.
It's going to roll a fortitude save against that to see if you break its magnetic field.
So it rolls the fortitude save twice in this case. Then.
Essentially, yeah. Okay. It's going to roll to try and hold its magnetic field against you.
Mm-hmm. I think mean, it came to me from more than 5 feet, so I'm not surprised, but...
There are specific, like, rules in it about how it can become detached. Otherwise, it's not supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
But in this case, because you're messing with gravity,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it'll just make a check to see if it's not able to hold on. It does not move off of you.
Okay.
So it's attached there on your helmet. And that is the end of its turn. It is now the other robot that's been damaged turn. Taking a cue from its friend, its shoulder cannon comes online and fires a bunch of ooze at Tarkarian.
Lean to the left. Lean to the right.
was your AC again?
24.
Was that term meets it, beats it?
No.
As this foam slams against you, this was a regular hit. You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are knocked back 5 feet.
Wee.
And then it raises its right arm, which is like a rifle, and it fires at Flunko Pip and misses. It opens fire wildly.
Well, you know what they say. Even if you shoot for the moon and miss, you'll land among the stars, as he shoots into space.
Chakarian, as you're steadying yourself, you can see out of the corner of your eye that moving type of ooze just latch onto your shoulder. And again, you feel that magnetic disruption in all of your equipment. Everything that has the tech trait has a -1 penalty.
I don't like that.
And then it also begins to smash its head down on you.
My armor has a tech trait.
It is a -1. It's a circumstance penalty. And it specifies to all checks made.
Oh.
So you wouldn't lose AC.
All right.
That's a 26.
Well, that's going to be a hit. Now, am I grabbed?
No.
All right.
It qualifies as the grab for it. So... I'm just going to lay it out there so everyone can help me remember. So it says this is similar to grabbing the creature. The ooze is off guard, and it's attached to you. But when you're attached, you must succeed a DC 10 flat check to grab or draw any unattended or stored tech items you have. And on a failure, that item would become attached to the ooze. But otherwise, it's just kind of there. So it actually takes almost more of a penalty for being attached to you. That is 11 bludgeoning damage.
I'm really glad that I have resistance to physical damage.
And then it gets a nat 20 as it slams down on you again. Ooh, max damage. 24 bludgeoning damage. You just see like a small crack in your visor.
Yeah, I'm bloodied.
Oh my. Just... Tricarian, it's now your turn.
Right, well, I think I had my hands free, and I never talked about carrying a weapon while I was jumping off the ship.
Oh, no.
So I don't think I've got a weapon drawn, and I feel that magnetic tug making it really difficult for me to draw any weapons. So I think he's really put me in a rough spot, so I'm going to just lash at him with my tail.
Ooh.
Because I've got brutal anatomy, and my tail counts as a weapon.
Well,
not as a weapon, but I've got none out of the tech.
That's a weapon.
Well, if it were a weapon, I'd be whirling like a crazy whirlwind fool and doing an AoE attack. I don't like that. I got a 20.
That's technically a critical hit, but it's immune to critical hits.
Oh, well.
As everyone who's familiar with oozes would probably know.
In that case, that's 14 bludgeoning damage.
Oh. It definitely feels like that did not all go through.
In that case, what would I have to roll for recall knowledge on these things?
I would allow piloting or nature.
I think I'd like to recall knowledge with piloting.
Okay.
I've got a +10.
Okay. So these are called ferrofluid oozes. They are level 2 creatures. They appear as like a spiked pool of dark metal liquid that shifts in an erratic way but reacts to magnetic sources. Usually about 3 feet in diameter. Presumably, they're often found of like... Some engineers use them to actually help with construction, operation, and maintenance of starships. But they'll often also just get attached because they'll be attracted to all the metal. We also know that there's rumors of a... ferrofluid ooze large enough to engulf entire spaceships out there somewhere in the system. There's only been rumors and like small transmissions that point to it, but no one knows for sure. It is an ooze, so as such, it's immune to critical hits, mental, precision damage, unconsciousness, and visuals. You have a question you'd like to ask about it?
Yeah, so You're talking about that legendary massive ferrofluid ooze that could swallow spaceships. If I had megalophobia, I'd be really worried about that, but I don't. I've got claustrophobia, and I want to know how to not be grabbed by these things.
So they're demagnetization. So they can be demagnetized if they take fire damage. Once they take fire damage, their magnetic field is disabled until the end of its next turn, and it releases itself from anything it was attached to, and anything it was attached to it also leaves. So if it takes any fire damage, the fields end.
Good to know. I will relay this information to the team. Something along the lines of, burn it with fire, please, for the love of God! And with my last action, then, I'd like to activate my mag boots.
Okay.
So I magnetize myself to the floor, and now I can operate as if I'm in normal gravity, because I can use the boots to magnetize. It doesn't stop me from being pushed, although it does give me a bonus to resist.
Do those boots have a tech trait?
They do. But I'm already wearing them. It just takes an interact action to turn
right.
them on.
I was just thinking, like, well, two magnetic fields hitting each other. I'm like, should I make you roll something? Ooh. I won't. So, yeah, they turn on, just, you latch on.
Just repels them away.
Dizzy, it is now your turn.
I think I can switch to photon. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, when you did your reaction, I was like, oh, photon people would just wreck these things.
They would, yeah. That being said, I have no way of doing fire damage personally, so I may need to do a recall knowledge. So these things are magnetic.
Yes.
So if there's a bigger source of metal, would they probably like that a lot more?
You could make that presumption.
Would I need to roll a check for that, probably?
Yeah, I would make you roll a check for that. What are you rolling?
Probably piloting, because it's the better of the two of the six.
Six? You know that if you just, like, corral it, like, shooing it, it will go to the next thing.
So that's my one action, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're mag booted down, right?
I am stuck to the floor.
Sam, this is going to be your call if I can do this in my remaining two actions. Can I grab onto Tricarion and then launch myself off of him towards the robots? That way I've got
a push.
Grab
him and then lift off?
Yeah. A push off from him.
Oh, you just want to push off from
him?
Yeah,
because he's a stable source. That's just
one action, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know, because I'm next to him, but I'm not, like,
you're
holding on to him personally right
you're
now.
Anything adjacent to you, you can push off with the push off action. And you can move half your movement speed.
Okay, we'll do that. So that gives me 20 feet of movement speed?
Yes.
Okay, towards the robots, please.
Okay, you're now adjacent to the robots.
I'm adjacent?
Yes,
does
you're
that mean
an
I have an action left?
Yes.
I would like to grapple a robot, please.
Okay, roll athletics.
28.
That is a success. It is now grabbed.
Yay! That is my happy, happy turn.
I'm really enjoying the picture of Dizzy just like grabbing onto Tricarion and then launching forward. The camera angle just changes to the robot. We just see you're drifting.
I think.
Hug.
And I think because you are grabbed to it, the magnetic field will extend to it. The robot's eyes start like flashing and kind of shorting out a little bit. And now it's Flunko Pip.
I was reading somewhere something was supposed to activate on initiative, and I cannot find it.
A witch warper thing?
Yes. Well, I do have several questions. The first question is, do we know what level the robots are at?
4.
Dang. Okay, so that's not going to work.
What is it?
Destruction protocol.
Why won't it work?
Because it can only be cast on a -1 level, or at heightened third, it can be cast up to a second level.
Wow.
I found the rules around your quantum field. I'm not sure how your class is built, but I see how you could do it.
Oh, wait, it's quantum pulse. It was
yes.
really far down.
Yeah.
Okay, so quantum pulse, the trigger is I roll initiative, and it basically lets loose my quantum field as if I used warp reality. So I automatically pop that out to... There's a lot of reading involved in,
there
in
is.
These few...
Witch Warpers always have quite long mm-hmm. paragraphs. There's a lot of descriptions.
So it's a 15-foot radius within 100 feet.
So do you want, like, the two enemy robots in it? Or do you want it closer to you? Because I know it can be both beneficial and detriment. Like, your quantum field can be used for, like, offensive stuff, debuffs, but it can also be used for buffing. But I don't know how you're built as a Witch Warper.
I would like to place it... I mean, the robots are within 100 feet, correct?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I'd like to place it, if possible, to where I could get the fluid and both robots in it. And I can choose, I believe, who is affected by it. So Squishy is fine. Sorry, Dizzy is fine.
Okay, so it's now covering Dizzy, the ooze, and both of the robots.
What is your paradox, out of curiosity?
It's the analyst thing, right?
Yes, analyst. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Analyst. Which, I guess for flavor, I can add this to it, but when he was looking out and calculating his quote-unquote jump, he was beginning to see numbers kind of form around the room, and that's kind of how it culminates. Numbers Ooh. And equations, just seeing how things are forming.
I like it.
I'm hoping this does something. Okay, let me set the field first here, because I am currently floating in space.
Okay, yes.
I have not yet made it to the ground.
That is correct.
Am I moving at all? Because I did push yes. off from the ship.
Yeah, so if you... So it says if you push off, the mount, the direction, the distance you choose to move when you push off is how far you will move at the end of your turn. So if you push off for like 20 feet, you continue to move 20 feet every turn.
How far is that away from me?
Which one?
The robots.
The robots are about 25 feet away from you.
Okay. And the fluid?
Sorry, the robots are 35 feet away from you. The one attached to Tracarion is 10 feet away from you. And the one attached to Dizzy is about 25, 30 feet away from you.
So I will use the wire to pull myself in the direction of the fluid. And yes. I am going to cast Injury Echo.
Ooh, what does that do? That sounds really cool, actually.
I mean, luckily, it doesn't have any restrictions, like mind or tech or whatever. You manifest an injury from the future or past to harm a creature in the present.
Ooh.
Choose bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing damage. The target takes, in this case, 2d6 of selected damage type with the will a basic will save. So I will need that. If the target fails its save, then it takes the same type of damage before the end of the next turn.
And that doesn't have a mental effect?
No.
All right. What's your DC?
21.
That's a critical fail.
Critical
fail. It rolled
fail.
A 4 total.
But it is immune to crits.
Yes. Does that mean it's immune to the crit fail? Yes, it does. Right? No. I'm pretty sure it only is critical hits. I think I remember a conversation about this in the Pathfinder forums, that they can still crit fail reflex saves and such.
Okay.
Let me double check. Let me look into this, because that is going to be important.
Yeah, so from Player Core page 408, immunity to critical hits works a little differently. When a creature immune to critical hits is critically hit by a strike or other attack that deals damage, it takes normal damage instead of double damage.
Oh, what?
This does not make it immune to any other critical success effects of the actions,
oh.
such as a critical specialization effect or the extra damage of the deadly trait.
Oh, thank goodness they changed it. So that says if they're hit by a strike, though, right?
Yeah, that's just talking about immunity to critical hits.
So they can still crit fail their roll.
Yes.
And they can still be affected by crit specialization.
That's good. I'm glad that they finally clarified that. I feel like it was not clear before. All right, so it crit failed your attack.
So I will need to know a little bit of information.
Oh.
I will choose bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing. And if it gets that same type of damage before my next turn, then it will take an extra bleed damage.
So if someone else hits it.
So I want to know, is any of that going to come from you guys?
I could deal Pierce.
Tracarion, what do you normally do?
I've been bludgeoning it with my tail.
I'd go with his.
I mean, you are the one who's engaged with it.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
Okay, so finally, after all that time, I'm going to roll 2d6 and damage this thing a little bit with bludgeoning. Almost max damage.
That times twos, right?
Yes.
So okay. That's how much damage did you roll?
So 11, so 22 damage.
22 damage. It is bloodied,
and
quote
that
unquote.
Ends my turn.
Nice. That and was really good.
Well done.
Just to remember, if bludgeoning is done by it, it gets 1d4 of persistent bleed.
That's really good. You know what else is really good? It's the robot that's currently Grab's turn. I forgot to mention. So at the end of Flunko Plip's turn, he just slams into Tricarion.
Oh, hello.
Just going to give you a big old cat hug.
And the ferret and the ooze kind of just starts shifting a little towards you.
I just bludgeoned it, so.
We're just a big happy family.
Big old bludgeoning happy family.
The robot is currently being held by Dizzy, and it's like glitching out a bit, and it looks down at Dizzy, and then it slams its fist down on Dizzy. 21 against your AC.
He does have a minus one to his checks.
Yeah, it does
from
a 20 hit him.
Oh, yeah, that still hits.
Yes, it does still take the minus one because it itself is a tech. So anything it tries to do is a minus one. 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
So I do have a thing. I don't remember what it's called. Oh, yeah, it's just reactive strike.
What triggers?
I don't... Any manipulate action next to me.
That's not a manipulate action. Is reactive strike in that rule book, the rules for reactive strike? I need you to look at it, because it's something it's about to do. I'd like to know if it's going to trigger or not. It says a creature within your reach uses a manipulate action or a move action, makes a ranged attack, or leaves a square during a move action. Okay. It is about to trigger, as it's about to shoot you with its laser rifle.
It just means I get to stab it, as far as I know. So I don't think I interrupt its action at all.
Okay, so it will try and shoot you first, and then you will try and whack back?
Yeah, whack back.
Back, back.
Natural 20.
Ooh. Ow.
Ooh. These things are hurting.
Yeah. 26 fire damage.
31 to hit it back.
Forgot you were doing that.
Yeah.
31?
I've got no arms, so I can do this.
That's a critical hit. The ooze is just around for the ride. It is also off guard and immobilized. These robots have not been hit much, but they've been critically hit every time.
So, since it's a critical hit and doubling the damage, that makes 34 damage to it.
Did you add your little special crystal that does more damage? Your special...
Oh, I haven't gone into the effects yet.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just the
Sorry.
Up
How much damage,
man?
Is straight up?
34.
What type of damage?
Slashing.
Slashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's bloodied.
It does also... The sword has the trip trait on it.
So swords make enemies off guard for a turn. But then you also have your graviton thing, which I think moves enemies. I don't know if you want to move this guy.
So with a crit, I think I need to double check. It actually affects the terrain around it.
Oh, it does have to make a fortitude save or be slowed.
Yeah. Yeah, DC 23 fortitude save.
It's slowed one.
Cool. So, for graviton attuned, critical hit. Oh, actually, that's not critical. That's just in general hitting it.
Oh.
Is a thing that if I successfully strike it, it treats all squares adjacent to it as, or adjacent to the square where it was struck, as being difficult terrain until the end of its next turn.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's feeling gravity increasing all around it. And it's glitching out.
Yeah.
And now it's going to try and break out of your grab and fail. Squishy, it's now your turn.
Seeing all these oozes pop out, I think I want to try to... The one next to Tricarion looks very hurt, right?
Yeah, it's bloodied.
I think I'm going to just take a shot at it with the Aeon rifle, not going to aim.
does have lesser cover because of Flunko Pip.
Which is how much?
Plus one.
Plus one. I'm going to eat that. And I'm also in 0G, so I have a minus one to dex.
That is true.
I'm willing to take that, so that is a minus one to my roll. 25 total.
That's a critical hit.
Ooh. Aeon Rifle doing fire damage.
Yahoo!
Rolled 9 on the... No, those are D6s. Why did I roll that?
Why did you roll that?
Because my pistol are D6s, and I had them ready for some reason.
Coward.
I slap and roll a max and a 3. So that is now 11 damage, double that to 22 fire.
Does not double.
Oh, right. Because they're oozes.
So 11
fire. 11 fire damage.
All right, the field breaks, and it starts, as it like starts shifting across Tricarion towards Flunko Pip, it just sort of detaches and just starts floating away, and it kind of starts shooting out like spikes in all directions, trying to like grab a hold of something.
And then I'm going to switch arms to my free set, so I still am holding on to the unrifle on my unused set now, and then I will push off from the ship to try and board with my friends.
All right, how much can you move with a push?
That's something I'm not sure.
What's about. half your movement speed?
Half my movement speed. My full
rounded down.
My full speed flying is 25.
So it'd be 10.
So yeah.
Okay, and you are not attached.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to follow the tether in free arms already.
You have a lot of arms. I imagine you can hold on to the tether.
Yeah, I have an extra set of arms there.
Okay.
That's why I switched, so I have those ready.
Then it is now the ooze on Dizzy's turn. And it's going to make a roll. It leaps to the robot. Its pseudopods start reaching and like moving inside of it. Ooh. As it's attacking it. It misses. It misses. Its turn is over. It's the other robot's turn. It got sniped real good.
It did.
Its laser rifle turns to the Barathu and opens fire.
Is it immune?
31.
Is it immune to stun? Or constructs immune to stun? I'm not sure of that. Because I know when we did it earlier, I shot the one that did not fire first. And the exploit should have given it stunned.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's what I said. Yeah.
I probably didn't hear it.
Sorry.
So it got this one that's going is stunned? Was there a save or is it just stunned?
It's exploit. So I hid. So I was unaware. It was unaware of me. So I got the aim and then fired. And it was a critical. On a critical, the enemy that was unaware of me is stunned for one round. So it definitely would have been stunned last round.
Then I'm just going to skip this round's turn.
Thank goodness. But it was one of the things like, wait, we did go through. It's round two. I'm like, wait.
This is round two.
Yeah.
But you shot before it had a turn on round one.
Technically, yes.
So that is going to... We're going to skip its turn and go to the other ooze, which is now floating aimlessly.
Okay.
And it cannot do anything, so it is now Tricarion's turn.
I'm very relieved that ooze didn't just grab right back on again.
The field has gone to the end of its next turn, so now its field is coming back online.
Is it moving? You said it was floating aimlessly.
I'll move it 5 feet like this.
So I'm still attached to this cable because I haven't taken a chance to undo the clip yet.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one action to draw out my zero cannon. That's what it's called, right?
Your little Gatling gun?
No, it's actually, it's a frost cannon. It's called a zero cannon because it's 0 degrees Kelvin.
Absolute zero?
Yeah, absolute zero. It's advanced technology. And then I'm going to use shot on the run to move 10 feet to my left to the absolute end of this cable on the opposite side away from the ooze.
Now, with mag boots, do they let you just move at normal speed on things?
Yes. As long as I'm moving on a metal surface, I can act like it's gravity.
Awesome. I like it.
No longer counted as untethered because I'm standing on the ground and holding on with magnets.
Awesome. All right. So then you're taking a shot at...
I'm going to shoot a line of frost directly south of me, and it'll get that one robot and the ooze that's climbing on it.
Oh, all right. Do they make saves?
They do. Only dexterity saves.
What's your DC?
22.
You mean reflex, right?
Yes.
The robot got a natural 20.
Oh.
And the ooze critically failed.
Ooh.
So, okay, so I'm really, this is actually a really interesting question. If you use automatic fire against them and they critically fail, does it still qualify as an attack?
Because
I feel like if it has the attack trait, then it probably shouldn't double damage.
Well, that's the weird thing, is they're not. The ruling says when they're critically hit by a strike,
right,
they take normal.
That's also written without area of effect like that written in mind.
Well, but there's magic, you know. So if I use a fireball, would they be immune to critically failing their save?
No, but this is like, but it's different because these are like direct bullets hitting them that they're immune to. If you target fire them, they're immune to a crit. But if you spray and pray, they get crit. Like, flavor-wise, it doesn't feel like it should double damage.
It's up to you.
But they haven't said anything. That's something we'll have to ask in the playtest.
Rules as written, it's definitely they don't get that effect here. Whether you think it's rules as intended or the way you want to rule at your table is up to you.
I'm going to rule it where it won't take double damage.
All right. So that's 16 cold damage is what I rolled.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
No other effects?
No suppressing or anything?
Oh, no. Yeah, it would be suppressed, yeah. The ooze would be suppressed. The robot who got a critical success on the save would not be suppressed.
And that's one suppressed ooze.
And that will be the end of my turn.
Fight the patriarchy. Dizzy.
Cool. I would like to stab the one I'm not grappling.
Oh, so the other robot?
Yeah.
The one that was stunned?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll to attack.
Stabby, stabby. 22.
That is a hit.
Woo! Eighteen.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking too good.
Great. I want to stab it again.
Go for it.
I'm good at stabbing. 24.
That's a hit. And now you can use your special thing, Nolan.
You're right. You reminded me. Thank you.
But it doesn't matter.
It's all right.
15 damage.
It is dead.
Yay!
Dizzy runs up, holding with several.
I'm still grappled to the other one. With
several
hands
grabbed onto this other thing. She swings out with her weapons and destroys this other robot.
I did tell you to put those arms to work.
All six.
Nicely done.
And you have to maintain grapple. So if you want to maintain the grab, you make another grab check. Or do you just use an action and keep it?
I believe you roll to maintain.
But you take the minus 10 penalty.
Yes.
Because it's technically an attack roll.
Right.
24, including the minus 10, because that was a nat 20.
Whoa! All right, that's it.
I ain't letting go.
That means he is restrained, right?
You rolled a 24 was your total?
Yeah, nat 20, okay. And then it's 14 minus 10 for my add-on.
So, Sam, if a 24 would already be a success, then it would be a critical success.
It would be.
So, yeah, so restrained then.
It's off guard, immobilized, and can't use any attack or manipulate actions except to attempt to escape or force open the bonds. That's very good. That's a very good clutch there.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of clutch, it's Flunko Pip's turn.
Did the ooze take bludgeoning damage?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I did fire, okay. And then you didn't
with
hit it.
With me being no longer grabbed, I was trying to finish off the other two.
I can't do the super cool move that Dizzy did before, where she launched herself off of Dracarian, right?
No, you'd have to be adjacent to Dracarian. You could spend an action to get next to him, then an action to push off of him.
Yeah, but... and I can't do what I want to do. How far away am I from the robot? The robot?
30 feet.
Does it have the mindless...
It does not have the mindless trait.
So it does have a mind.
It does.
Oh,
so presumably some sort of artificial intellect.
Does it have any status effects right now?
It is restrained. which means it's off guard and immobilized.
I would like it to make a will save.
When there's a will.
Because I would like to daze it.
Daze it?
Daze it!
What's your DC?
21.
It critically fails.
It's now stunned one.
Oh!
And I like these dice. They roll consistently. Since it critically failed.
Oh, hold on. Wait, hold on. Do something else. It's immune to non-lethal. This is a non-lethal attack. I'm sorry.
It's the only thing I can do.
You know what? It was my bad, and it crit failed.
Wait. Can I do injury echo on instead?
Probably.
Because we can stick with that same will save.
I will allow that. Does injury echo work?
How far away is it?
It's 30.
That's perfect. So instead of the non-lethal daze, I'm going to be using injury echo again. And can I just use all the same rolls that I had?
Yeah, critical fail.
Which means another 22 going that guy's way.
Oh, 22. Okay. I was wondering, I was like, why can it be dazed? And that's why. It's because it's immune to non-lethal. It's dead.
Oh, nice.
Rather well unceremonial. Done. Oh, what happens to the ooze? Is it just kind of like...
It's just attached to the destroyed wreckage. Just like chewing on it. Yes?
Zero gravity is weird. When I did push off, did I go the extra 10 feet at the end of my turn?
You did not. Okay. You did now.
All right. I'll just keep drifting 10 feet until I run into something. So
so will Funkle Pip at the end of his turn.
Well, he ran into Tricarion his
Oh, that's turn. True. So he's kind of stationary.
I'm kind of wondering, with my last action, I'm going to cast Analyze Target, which allows me to gather data on the target, including its biometric information, including its fingerprints, medical conditions, and other basic physiological information. I would like to know this ooze's fingerprint shape.
It has no fingers.
Wow. I also gain a +1 circumstance bonus to impersonate it, so
lay on the ground and start jolting.
That is my turn.
He makes good jokes, so I'm gonna guess this is for comedy purposes.
We'll see what happens.
Who's to say?
I just imagine it's like some sort of security check and fingerprint here, and the ooze just smushes into the pad. Good enough.
I'm sure they have clearance here.
Is she?
Yes.
There's one free floating ooze and one happy dining ooze.
I will, since I already have my free hands as my active hands, I will pull out my semi-auto pistol. One. And then I will fire at the nearest ooze to me.
Oh no.
Am I still giving him cover? Partial cover?
Yeah, but it shouldn't matter that much.
Can he fire through me?
Yeah.
I'm a precise shot. Watch this.
I'll trust you.
Roll a 10 on the die. -1 dex because we are in 0G environment. That is a 25 total.
That is a critical hit.
All right.
And I was worried.
But you cannot double damage.
Nope. 2d6 pierce damage with the pistol. 7.
It looks like that almost didn't even go through.
And then I'll fire again, taking the -8.
Second shot would be a -4.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Assuming it's agile. Otherwise, it's -5. Ooh. Do you have something that reduces it from 5 to 4?
I don't have anything that gives me a -4.
Then it's -5.
Okay.
So what is your pistol's critical specialization?
The pistol is... I think it's just projectile.
Is that just a regular semi-auto pistol?
Yeah. I have a silencer attached to it, so it doesn't change anything else.
Oh, okay. Because the critical specialization still happen.
Ah.
Must make a fortitude save against your class DC or be slowed one until the start of your next turn.
Ooh.
It's slowed one.
Next roll I got, I rolled a 17 on the die.
That's a hit.
I have then add 16.
That's
to
critical
my mastery
hit.
Of the pistol.
Minus 10, 5.
Minus 5, minus 1.
It's still a critical hit.
Yeah.
Two more pierce damage.
7 again.
Okay. It still feels like barely any of that went through.
Rolling very average on 2d6s.
Is that your turn?
Yep, because I pulled out my pistol, shot.
You shot twice, and then you move 10 feet.
Yep.
Forward.
I'm just going to keep going.
And then the ooze, this field, comes back online, the one you just shot, as it just suddenly, like, as if it's just being dragged, latches itself onto Flunko Pip. And then starts, like, worming its way into your armor and starts bludgeoning your armor as it attacks you. 19 to hit?
It does hit.
It does 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
And it tries again and hits you and does 9 points of damage. And now it's the other ooze's turn. I'm rolling a die to see if it's going to just keep feasting or if it's going to care about you guys at all. It's going to keep feasting. So it's just going to keep enjoying all that freshly singed metal that it's sitting on right now. Dracarian.
Right. So I'm going to, as a free action, release one hand from my cryo gun. So
oh,
I've got
no.
a free hand. For a single action, I'll pull out an incendiary grenade. And then with my last two actions, I'll prepare to throw that incendiary grenade at the ooze that's got Flunko Pip. As soon as it's safe to do so without harming Flunko.
Okay. Speaking of Flunko, it's Dizzy's turn.
How far is Flunko's ooze from me? Because I'm chill with mine. It barely hurt me.
If you wanted to move, it'd be 25 feet to get to it.
Not quite what I was thinking. I was thinking about a ranged weapon attack with it.
Oh, then it's like 20 feet away in range.
That's fair, yeah. Same distance either way.
What?
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. I could do a thing, but I might hurt Petite.
That's okay.
I died last time. It's all right.
How are you doing? I'm trying to remember. Has it hurt you yet?
It did a total of 14.
Okay.
So I'm at 54.
He's as healthy as a cat.
Okay.
I have 9 lives. 8.
So what I'm thinking is, the one nearby me is, I mean, it's making rolls to do so, but it's pretty happy nomming on a robot.
That's fair.
There's another robot there, too,
that's
also
fair too.
Dead.
Yeah.
So maybe that one would like a snack.
Got a buffet.
Maybe.
So I'm going to use Black Hole to draw Flunko and the pharaoh fluid ooze that is on him towards me.
Oh.
Because it's creatures within a 30-foot radius, any number that I select.
Make a save?
Yes.
Is there any
Unless
damage involved?
Yes, that was my only concern. It is 1d8 bludgeoning.
So you can choose to fail or crit fail.
What would be the best for the ooze? I mean, the worst for the ooze.
Worst for the ooze is if you crit fail, because if you just fail, you come 15 feet towards me. If you crit fail, you come 30 feet towards me. So you get right up to
me.
So
how much damage do they take on a crit? Do they take double?
Yeah. And I'm also noticing that
it scales.
Because of, yeah, it level scales too, so it's not just 1d8.
It's 3d8?
It's, yeah, it'd be 3d8.
So you can take 3d8 times 2.
I can't handle 3d8 times 2, but I can handle it
3d8. I can try to roll really badly. I can't fudge my rolls, but I'll try real hard to be bad at it.
I think I'm going to risk it.
Okay.
I'm going to risk it.
Okay.
So you're going to crit fail?
I'm going to crit fail.
All right. So you're going to move
to... Wait, Nolan, did you have an idea?
You can choose what creatures you affect. Could you rip the ooze off of Pip?
See, it's going to make a contesting roll.
For that.
On
yeah.
that case, because it's got that magnetic pull.
Okay.
Do.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to try that,
yeah.
we can, okay. but...
No. I've made my decision. I've made my bed. It's time to sleep.
Well, I've made your bed, and I'm...
I don't think you can be prone in space, so...
Yeah, I think he's fine.
I think you're fine.
Other than the bludgeoning damage, I'm so sorry.
Because I think untethered kind of makes up for lack of prone.
So, I rolled 12 damage, so 12. Times 2 is 24. Does the ooze take any of that
the
bludgeoning
damage?
The ooze is
dead.
Yay!
The ooze crit failed too, so...
Sorry, Flunko.
That was some smart thinking there.
Sorry.
So you, like, as you slam into this ramp, you slam into the ramp with the ooze between you and the ramp, and the ooze just breaks into... splatters into pieces.
Oop.
And with this last ooze looking very docile at the moment, feeding, you guys are free to just ignore it and move in if you prefer.
I'm going to put my incendiary grenade back.
No, wait, you didn't put the pin back in. In the background.
Oh, my pocket!
Tricary just explodes. I mean,
he could leave it with the other ooze if he wanted, but I sort of
just
feel bad for it.
Just shove it inside of it and run.
Does anyone have a med pack?
Yes. I think
I do.
She does.
I am
Dizzy, all six! I'll just keep drifting until I run into Dizzy.
I'm at 30, and I feel like if we run into another fight, I'm gonna be at seven lives.
I do also have battle medicine.
So, because of Dizzy's ability to heal with the battle medicine and treat wounds, we can just hand wave the healing and say, you guys, everyone's back at full. A little bit of time is taken. Well, you don't feel like you have a ton of time. It feels like you have enough time for this.
I have a clarifying question.
Yes.
So when we were given our mission, she said, hey, go to this. You're going to go in. And I don't think she said anything about what we're supposed to do after we get in.
On the data pad, it shows you where the general would be located. Okay. Like his main,
his general location?
Like where he would generally be. Yeah. So it has directions that you guys can take, but there's multiple paths, so you guys could go down different directions. You could go down more of a possible conflict route, or there's more infiltration routes you could take.
I like infiltration.
That would involve traps and such.
I do like the infiltration route.
Just don't get zappied.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I've got 7 lives left.
Do computer
I
things.
I mean, wait.
Yeah.
8 lives. I've got 8 lives left. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. Instead of making everyone go through all of these traps, what is everyone's perception?
8.
Plus 9.
10.
Squishy, can I get an a reflex save from you?
Oh, yes. Natural 20.
Oh.
At 13.
Okay. The four of you start moving down back corridors. A couple guards are coming by, but you're making sure that they're going by and they're not seeing you. The group of you, aside from Tricarion, go through a ventilation system and are able to open a doorway for Tricarion to follow along. Going through that vent, Squishy had fallen upon an electricity trap in the vents, but he was able to maneuver his gas sack in a way that did not allow him any harm. And as you guys continue forward, you are in like a upper floor and you can see through a window, knowing you'd have to still travel a bit to get there. You can see the general, this large Vesk in very heavy armor with a very large dashka, larger than any of you have really ever seen in use in combat. And there's a couple of drones you see flying around the room. And as he's talking with his trusted higher-ups, looking at a map of the battlefield, you guys see them kind of moving some arrows around behind the Starfinder fleet that you guys were at, and you hear,
the reinforcements will be here shortly. We have to keep holding them off for a bit longer.
And then we cut to black.
This has been an Atomic Broadcasting production. Starfinder, The Pact Worlds, and The World Setting are all copyright of Paizo. For more information, visit paizo.com. While you're there, check out the Starfinder playtest. The PDF is free, and there's a survey to give your feedback. The music used is from Monument Studios Collection, as well as other assorted artists. If you enjoyed the show, feel free to check out our other productions on the Variety Hour feed. or our main show, The Written and the Lost, a weekly Pathfinder 2nd Edition show. All this and more can be found in the episode description. Don't forget to like, comment, and share with a friend. And most importantly, have an atomic time.
Because it's just the news, and it's not on fire anymore.
Honestly, Jordy, I would imagine you'd have a vacuum chamber in your backyard somewhere.
Wait, it's the hot tub. We retrofitted it.
Have you ever seen the hot tub open?
No.
It's a vacuum. Don't open it.
Anyway.
Bless you.
Oh, my goodness.